Now, out and about these last weeks or so, I won't say where I saw this, and I hope the people with the shop won't take out a suit against me and take me to court, but anyway, here we go. I saw a shop, well, at least a passageway that led to a shop, and it was called Eternal Beauty. Eternal Beauty. And this brought a smile to my face, I think for various reasons. Why? Well, tell me, first of all, what kind of shop do you think that this was, Molly? It was a beauty salon. And, well, the promise it was making there was quite a promise. But, I mean, what is this shop offering to do for us? We'll be sort of unisex here, male, female. I can take answer. Go on, Molly, again.
Make you beautiful forever.
Basically, it's saying that, isn't it? It'll make us beautiful forever. And I smiled at that. Now, why might I smile at that? And why, perhaps, are you smiling at that this morning? What can we say, Timothy?
It's a load of rubbish.
It's a load of rubbish. Well, that's cutting to the chase there, isn't it? That's saving us some deliberation. I could ask a further question. Why? Why? Well, Timothy's going to take that again, okay.
They can't make you beautiful forever.
They can't make you beautiful forever. Now, tell me some obvious reasons why that is the case. Charlotte?
Well, when you're dead, you don't go beautiful,
do you? Well, when you're dead. You know, where's beauty, or sort of earthly beauty, then? And what happens to people inevitably? Molly?
When you get old, You get sort of wrinkles.
Oh, dear. Well, that's cheered a lot of people up this morning there, hasn't it? I think we just blown a hole in our fellowship meal there. But it's a fact, isn't it? You're not going to be able to preserve all your looks. I can talk from personal experience here, can't I, just? But you're not going to preserve those looks forever. When you're young, and there you are, you're young now. But it's not going to be preserved forever. Because God said something right at the beginning of time when Adam and Eve sinned. Do you know what that was? What did he say? What did he say? What did he say, Grace? Everyone will die. Everyone will die. He told them that if they ate, make a touch, but if they ate of the fruit of the tree, knowledge, good and evil, they will surely die. And that is happening. We're getting older and older, and one day, unless the Lord returns, we will die. And there's the fact of it. We will die. And this, well, I don't know whether they thought about the title when they chose it there, and I thought, that sounds nice, let's do that. And they probably, in a way, weren't being too serious about it. And here's me talking about it this morning. But as if to say, well, we're going to cheat the aging process. We're going to offer to you, you know, your look as you looked when you were young, and that is just going to remain the same. But it's not. It's not. And it's not even important. Something far more important. We could take beauty out of it there and put a different word in there. What might that word be that is far more important, Molly?
Life.
That's the one, isn't it? Eternal life. Their promise, okay, it's probably only, you know, half seriously meant. Their promise isn't going to work anyway. You're going to get older, you're going to die, you're not going to be able to keep your looks that you had, I don't know, when you were 20, something like that, because of the curse, because of the fall, because God said you will surely die, and that comes down upon us all, not just for Adam and Eve, but for all their posterity, all their children and their children's children, and that's what we are today, and children's children, however many times children we are, but that's where we are today. We've inherited that same curse. So the promise isn't going to work, not in this life, and it's not even important, because something else is far more important, how we look, how we are, eternal life, how we appear to God. Whether we have now in this life sought forgiveness and pardon from the Lord and received as a wonderful free gift from him eternal life. Now please don't anybody feel guilty that you're, you know, spending money on these things, whatever there. We'll draw a veil over all that. I want you to take away, this is the most important promise that we can receive from God, the promise of eternal life in Jesus Christ. And why does that promise stand out as absolutely guaranteed in a way that what the shop is offering won't? What makes that promise, eternal life, stand out as absolutely reliable? Timothy.
God made the promise.
God made the promise, yes, he spoke the promise. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke the promise. And then something happened to show the promise is absolutely real. Grace. Jesus came back to life. He came back, didn't he, from the grave. And he's alive forevermore. That's why this church is here this morning. That's why those of us who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are here today and praising his name and praying, wanting to know what his word says and how we should obey that. That is why, because he's alive. He's in heaven in glory. He's reigning there triumphantly, King of kings, Lord of lords, alive forevermore. And because he lives, we also will live eternal life. And that will work. And it doesn't matter that we get older. It doesn't matter if we get grey hair and wrinkles. Eternal beauty. Far more important, eternal life. So that just amused me as I looked around there. And there are, aren't there, so many promises in the world that are just not going to work. So many more important promises in the Word of God that will. Because guaranteed, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And that's a fact. And nothing can change that fact. And that is his thing there that shows forth to us, Son of God, everything that he said and did, guaranteed. So when he promised eternal life, you can trust him entirely. So I encourage you, trust him entirely. You look for that eternal life. You look for what he can offer. For his promise lasts in this life, lasts forever. The hereafter, after the grave, life in his presence, and that is everything. So we're going to sing 120 in our hymn books. Great is the gospel of our glorious God, 120.